And in the Katrina aftermath, more than a week ago, the mayor of New Orleans suggested that residents of his city who refused to leave might have to be forced out. Now, as city services slowly come online, some residents are seeing more reason to stay and to become holdouts. As NPR's Mike Pesca reports, life's not perfect for them, but it does seem sustainable, at least for the ones on dry land.
Maybe holdouts need some political organizer or rebranding expert to do for the term what's been done to the notion of refugee. Holdout seems obstinate to the point of stupidity. Indeed, Major General Bill Caldwell of the Army's 82nd Airborne Division says that reason and a little psychology can convince holdouts that order has been restored in New Orleans and that it's safe to leave.
We had a thing called Operation Project we've been running for the last couple days. We drive into the projects. We try to get two or three people from the projects to come down and go to the convention center, the Superdome, drive around the French Quarter. We give them food and water, and we take them back and put them right back where we found them and say, please tell the people there that it is safe down here, that we've got a system in place.
A small number of people, Caldwell puts it in the double digits, have been convinced to leave through this program. But for two men sitting on the steps of their compact shotgun apartment in the French Quarter, no persuasion short of a gun to the head will work. Brian, who only gives his first name, and his friend, who won't give any name, have stockpiles of meals ready to eat, plenty of bottled water, dry ground, and a shower and bathroom with running but certainly not potable water. While there is no electricity, they barbecue, or at least they did before the meat went bad. This is the right decision for him, Brian says.
To be honest, which I don't want to be in no shelter full of 20, 30,000 people. I do not know. You have all these attitudes. People are very frustrated. And what will I do with no money in another city? I mean, I'm not going to get no hotel room on my looks or anything, so.
Officials portray men like these two as in denial about how bad conditions really are. But by offering humanitarian assistance, officials wind up enabling their behavior. The alternative would be too cruel. So up rolls a New York Police Department van, and the first question the men ask is this. NYPD officer Dean Spimo says he's happy to help.
We're not really doing, we're just driving around. Yeah. You know, making sure people are good. Like, you know, we gave you water and we helped people out, you know. That's it. Just right. Assisting.
Like another famous inhabitant of this city, the two French Quarter dwellers have come to depend on the kindness of strangers.
I would say about 2 to 3 times on a daily basis, police officers just stop and ask us, do we need anything? An example, we just got ice cold water. That's like a treasure right now. Ice cold water and ice.
The two men now have all the staples. Food, water, shelter, softcore porn.
I mean, I have my Bazaar, my Playboy, I even have Hustler. And I know a place that I can get at least 600 more magazines. I mean, I think it'll be a while before I see a woman, so.
Yeah.
I mean, if I can't have the real thing, if I can't have the real medicine, I have to settle for the generic, so.
Brian figures that dire predictions and panicky misinformation drove many out of the Quarter, and he's not buying any of it. A little more than 5 miles away, holdout Kerry King seems to have bought all of it.
Alligators from City Park were eating dead bodies.
Faced with the world falling down around him, King chose to dig in. In his case, at a friend's health club. It's not like the pictures you see of people sitting on moldy couches in homes that have become islands. King has running water, like the guys in the French Quarter, but in this part of Metairie, he also has electricity. He's eager to show off the recently restored utility as he offers his visitor a cold beverage from the machine.
The Coca-Cola doesn't work, but I think everything else works. Nice pool, almost Olympic size.
With a 3-month stockpile of food, no threat of violence thus far, and did we mention the Coke machine, King wants to stick it out. Maybe he'll plug in the health club tanning bed soon. Yesterday, the mayor of New Orleans announced that he planned on opening some dry parts of the city for residents to visit their properties. The military has set up medical clinics in town, and there's even a decontamination unit that will wash residents' clothes. It's inevitable that as more amenities return, the holdouts will feel more justified in staying, hoping that one day soon they'll go from holdouts to simply residents. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Baton Rouge.